Hello and welcome back to another episode of On Ox by Mason. Today I didn't really have like a concrete theme for today's show, but I decided to just play songs that, you know, I really enjoy, make me happy, get me in a good mood. So up first we have Runaway Baby by Bruno Mars.
Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolf and she's clubbing. Cause at the end of the night, it is her I'll be holding.
I love you so, hey, that's what you'll say. That's what you'll say. You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play, I never stay.
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say. Run, run, run. Love you so,
hey,
that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
when I play,
I never stay.
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah,
this is what I say.
So this is another case of me not listening to Bruno Mars' entire discography. I've always said that Bruno Mars never has like a big miss. Like maybe there's a few songs that aren't the best, but overall he has a very diverse but also very enjoyable discography. But I've never actually heard the song. I never heard the song, and then I got introduced to it through one of my friends. And then I was like, "How have I never heard of this song? It is so good." And it just like makes me want to dance, makes me feel good, got a good beat. Up next we have Rock Your World by Knock 2.
Thinking it out loud, gonna live those days when there's no one else around. I can feel your heart close to mine. In the night, my sleep's talking about you with me. I could die just thinking about you when you're not with me. All this time, you fill my head and then my daydreams are of you.
Oh,
Sleep talking about you with me. I could die just thinking about you when you're not with me. All this time you fill my head and all my daydreams are of you. In the night, we sleep talking about you with me. I could die just thinking about you when you're not with me. All this time you fill my head and all my daydreams are of you.
That song, Rocker World, was off of Noctu's EP, Room 202, and it's probably my favorite song off that EP. It's just, like, it's not really a, like, I don't know, a club festival track, but it's got really good lyrics, the bass line is absolutely insane, and it just, like, is such a good, like, dance track. It's, like, it fits, like, good lyrics with a melodic house beat. And it's just really good, and I really enjoy it. Actually, another song we have coming up, also by Noctu, reminds me a lot of it. And honestly, I like that song better. But anyway, yeah. So up next, we have Never Ender by Justice and Tame Impala.
Thank you.
So, Never Under was the opening track, the lead single and first single of, or first track of Justice's fourth studio album, I want to say, Hyperdrama. And it's honestly my favorite track off the album. I feel like all the tracks off that album are really good, but Never Ender definitely takes the cake. I think it's because it has like a vocal, so it makes it more memorable. But also like Tame Impala killed it. Like they really did a good job. I just still remember getting that DM from one of my friends being like, you gotta listen to the Hyperdrama album. I was like, okay, bet. So I just dropped everything and, or you know, whatever I was doing and listened to it from start to finish. And that's actually probably around the time that I started listening to albums in full, because before I used to just be like, oh, like listen to one song at a time. You know, I don't really like listening to, you know, one track after the other, after the other, after the other, because like nowadays there's not really a lot of story in the albums, but like now that I'm like getting into it, I like really appreciate it, and I see like where people are coming from, and also like what, you know, what is put behind the songs, like with, you know, what the meaning of the songs are and like what the meaning of the album is as a whole. Anyway, up next, we have Sunburn by Almost Monday. You will never get tired of it, because I will never get tired of it. Anyway, here is Sunburn by Almost Monday.
Got a thin air. Warmer weather, nothing better. Till we stumble in the nightfall, and you end it with a phone call.
This song just really makes me miss summer. Up next we have Go Back by John Summit.
I knew it from the start. You'd leave me in the stars. Like heaven in the dark. I'm a dreamer. Take me deeper. Tell me it's more than a memory. 'Cause deep
that time. Been melting in your eyes. Feel our worlds realign. I'm a dreamer. Take me deeper. Tell me it's more than a memory. It's deep in my heart, you belong to me. Gave you a part of my soul to keep forever, forever. When I hear that sound.
Track was Go Back by John Summit. This track doesn't really have a lot to say, at least in the first half. It's like kind of just like a basic John Summit house track. But then as soon as that, like, the speed up happens and the tempo increases and then it drops into a drum and bass track, that's when it really hits. I feel like that is just like, it's like such a good build up. Like, it's like you're like, oh, what's going to happen? And then bam, it hits you. It's so good. So good. And then, of course, the vocalist, so good. I think her name is Julia something. Yeah, really good vocalist. So it just, she really carries the track also. But yeah, up next we have Chicago by Michael Jackson.
I met her on the way to Chicago, where she was all alone. And so was I, so asked her for a name. She smiled and looked at me. I was surprised to see that a woman like that was real into me.
She said she didn't have no man. Played the guitar the very
she
best she could. She told me she was all alone.
Never would have thought she was living like that. Her words seemed so sincere. When I held her near, she would tell me how she feels. It felt so real to me. This girl, she had to be an angel sent from heaven just for me.
She said she didn't have no man.
Yeah. looking for is I'm not that kind of man. Swear that I would have never looked away. Now I feel so much shame, and all things have to change. You should know that I'm holding her to blame.
She said she didn't have no man. The way to get the therapy, she got to blame. She told me she was all alone. She said she told she didn't have no phone. She said just get her a fish. 59, I was the gold she took. She lied to you, lied to me. Cause she was loving me, loving me. Yeah. He tried to give it up on life. Loving me while she was still your wife. She thought that loving me was good. You were working to get that. She said that it was never meant. Tried to keep me any way she could. She lied to you, lied to me. Cause you got a family, family. Yeah. She said she didn't have no man. Afraid to get the very best she could.
Was Chicago by Michael Jackson. That track was actually supposed to be on his 1999 album Invincible, but it got scrapped, and then later on Timbaland in 2014, after he died, reworked the song into that song that you heard today. And personally, I feel like Michael Jackson like doesn't really fit like the modern like instrumentation with like digital production and all that, especially with like the trappy elements. But then again, I feel like Michael Jackson's voice can fit over almost any track, so it really works well. Up next, we have the final Almost Monday track of today, Life Goes By.
Thinking about all the ways that I made you cry.
We interrupt your daily programming for a PSA from WMFO. Numbers to think about: world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to the Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers have remained essentially unchanged. This has been a PSA from WMFO Medford Radio 91.5. Now back to your daily programming. So up next, we have the track I was talking about by Nocturne 2. It's called Hold Your Hand. And this track, like, has been on repeat for the past week since it's been released. So here is Hold My Hand by Nocturne 2.
That it kills to say goodbye. So hold my hand again. One more time, my friend.
So that was Noctue's Hold My Hand. So when Feel You Love Me came out about a month ago, I was really excited because that was his lead single off his upcoming album, No Limit. And I was like, okay, this album's already starting off strong. Like, we're going to already have a great single to start off with. And then Hold My Hand came out, and I was like, okay, this is all right. Like, it's not as good as Feel You Love Me. And then I started listening to it more and more, and I was like, wait a second. This is much better than Feel You Love Me. Like, Feel You Love Me is more bass house centric, while this song is more like nostalgic feeling, 2010s, like progressive house. And the funny thing is, Noctue was inspired by Zedd, another electronic producer, when making this song, and it definitely shows. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, well, actually, I think, you know, Hold My Hand is much better because, like, the melodies are so good. The vocal is good. You know, it's got a good vocal. There's, like, piano playing that's, like, really, like, I don't know, like, groovy and, like, unique. Not really unique, but, like, just different from the mainstream. And then it just ends off with a guitar. It's, like, really, really good. Anyway, up next we have The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. By Jimmy Eat World. For the longest time, I didn't know who actually sang this song, and I think I only like really heard it like on the radio and very infrequently, so I didn't really like think about it. And then my friend introduced me to Jimmy Eat World because I was trying to get into a lot more rock songs, and he introduced me, and I listened to a lot of their discography, and I was like, wait a second, they sing The Middle? Like, that song was like, you know, like so good. Like, I didn't really listen to it a lot in my childhood, but like, I knew the song, and it was like a very good song and very memorable because, I don't know, just like good lyrics and good melody. And it's a rock song, so of course it's like very, very upbeat and fast. Anyway, up next we have the Jacksons, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. That was Shake Your Body Down to the Ground by the Jacksons. As a kid, as a 6-year-old or so, this was my favorite song. I don't know. It's actually kind of funny. We have a video of my mom sneaking up on me and just taking a video of me dancing to this song, carefree, not thinking about anything except the music and just dancing. It's so funny. Yeah, I was obsessed with a lot of things as a kid, and one of them was definitely, a select 4 songs. Up next, we have Classic by MKTO.
Hey, where's the drums?
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael.
for you to notice, all the way to serenade you, doing it's not your style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s, and a forward in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s, hippies. Queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Massive. Girl, you're timeless. Just so
you're best. Over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I'm wrong in the wrong time. It's love on rewind. Memory was so throwbackish. I kinda like it how you're out of my league. Old school chic, like a movie star. Silver screen, you're one of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So you just heard Classic by MKTO and Ordinary Love by Roosevelt. Ordinary Love, actually, how I heard of the song was actually kind of funny. I was at a restaurant with my mom and sister, and I heard the song on the speakers, and, you know, for some reason, bars always have good speakers. So it was, like, really into, like, this good bass. It was, like, good, just vibey song. So I decided to Shazam it. Now, I decided to Shazam it, but not very sneakily. I'd like put my phone up to the speaker, to the ceiling, and I get the song, and it's very funny because there have been many times where I'm like, I want that song, and I want to know what it is, and I'll Shazam it, and like people will notice that like I'm putting my phone up to the speaker, but like it's like whatever. Now I obviously have the song, and I know what who sings it and what's it called and all that. And yeah, it's a really great song. Anyway, up next, we have Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay.
Through
all we got time for today. Thank you for joining me. I'm Ben Mason Doshi on Onyx by Mason. This has been 91.5 WMFO. Hope you guys have a great day. I'm off to Halligan.